All right. It's medication time. It's time for another Dr. Kavarga podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kavarga. In this episode, I'll be reviewing the WWE Survivor Series 2020 professional wrestling event. It took place on Sunday, November 22nd, 2020 at the Amway Center in Orlando, Florida, and featured a WWE fan viewing experience called the Thunderdome. It was a WWE's final pay-per-view presented from the Amway Center during the COVID-19 pandemic before it relocates to Thunderdome relocates to the Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg, Florida, due to the start of the 2021 NBA season. This is the 30th anniversary of the Undertaker's WWE debut, and his final farewell ceremony closed the show. So, yes, this was kind of a very big deal. So let's go into this one. We're seeing a 5-on-5 Survivor Series, Men's Survivor Series elimination match. Team Raw, AJ Styles, Braun Strowman, Keith Lee, Riddle, and Sheamus with Almost defeated Team SmackDown. Jey Uso, Kevin Owens, King Corbin, Otis, and Seth Rollins. And they swept them. It was 5-0. And that was just, I honestly didn't expect that. They expect Team Raw to win, but I didn't expect a sweep. So that kind of was interesting. I still don't like Matt Riddle just being Riddle. I hate that. Just put him as Matt Riddle, you idiots. Anyways, champions versus champions tag team match. Street Profits, Angelo Dawkins and Montez Ford with SmackDown. Tag team champions defeated New Day. Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods of Big E, the Raw tag team champions. Really good match. It's like the last one. Both matches were good. This was one of the better tag, or probably the best tag team match I've seen all year, so it was pretty good. Lived up to the hype. Then they had a champion versus champion singles match. Bobby Lashley, the Raw United States champion, with MVP Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin, the Hurt Business, defeated Sami Zayn, the SmackDown Intercontinental Champion, by submission. It was just okay. They're mainly comedy from Zayn, but nothing too special there. And then you had the Champions versus Champion singles match. Sasha Banks, the SmackDown Women's Champion, defeated Asuka, the Raw Women's Champion. This one was pretty good. Wasn't the best, but it was pretty good overall. I'd say solid match. And a 5-on-5 Survivor Series elimination match, which Team Raw, this is the Women's Survivor Series match, which Team Raw, Lacey Evans, Lana, Nia Jax, Peyton Royce, and Shayna Baszler defeat Team SmackDown. Bayley, Bianca Belair, Liv Morgan, Natalya, and Ruby Riott. When Lana was the sole survivor after everybody else got eliminated. And it was kind of interesting how they set it up, but Lana got stuck sitting out on the apron and didn't do anything after she was barely in the match, and she ended up winning it because of countouts. And then you had this champion versus champion singles match. In the main event of the evening, Roman Reigns, the SmackDown Universal Champion, with Paul Heyman defeated Drew McIntyre, Raw's WWE Champion, by technical submission. A fantastic match. Two thumbs up. This one was definitely the main event. This was the main event, and one was probably the best match on the show for the singles matches. And I think it was probably the best match on the show overall, too, so I liked it. And then they had the Undertaker final segment, which they had Shane McMahon, The Big Show, JBL, Jeff Hardy, Mick Foley, The Godfather, The God Wins, Savio Vega, Rikishi, Kevin Nash, Booker T, Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair, Triple H, and Kane all came to the ring for his retirement ceremony. Then after a video package, Vince McMahon came out to do a brief message before introducing The Undertaker. He came out the ring in his full costume, and then he confirmed his retirement with a speech, and tribute to his late manager, Paul Bearer, by having the ring bell told 10 times. And then he did his trademark kneeling pose in front of a Hall of Fame image of Paul Bearer, which is awesome. And his final statement was, "My time has come to let The Undertaker rest in peace." And he did like his throat slash. And then he ended up like walking over the ramp and then did his fist in the air one last time, which was awesome. Two thumbs way up. This show was best one they've done all year. Peace out, peeps. Have a good one. Kizzy Out Chronicles podcast. We're going to send in myself, Smooth It On, Rockstar Ryan, Lena Ivan, your producer, King Cow. Peace, peeps. Have a good one. Stay inside and stay safe.